Immigrants who want a license would have to show proof that they're in the country legally under this measure. If they're in the country on a visa, their license would include the date their visa expires. Right now, people need only to provide their name, current address, and date of birth. The idea behind the plan is to tighten homeland security, but Milwaukee Democrat Pedro Colon says the end result would single out Latinos like him.
Let me tell you how it's really going to go. Everybody that looks like me will be cross-examined about where they came from, regardless of how long they've been here. This will be a racist application as any I have seen on my community. This is absurd.
Colon says the plan would also make roads less safe because undocumented immigrants will continue to drive, only they won't take any driver's test. But Green Bay Republican Senator Robert Coles told Colon he's playing the wrong card.
We're lawmakers. We should be enforcing the law. And we've got a lot of illegal people in this state. And guess what? They shouldn't be here. And you shouldn't be apologizing for them.
Republicans also say the state needs to act soon so it's in line with a new federal law that takes effect in 2008. That law will require proof of legal residence to get a federally approved ID. And that ID will be what it takes when people want to get on board an airplane. Even so, states could still set their own looser requirements for a more basic driver certificate. The measure cleared the legislature's finance committee and now moves to the full assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.